Welcome to Talkin' Music here on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in the Bamboo Room with Amanda Joe and Alex, who make up bluegrass duo Deliberate Kin. Thanks for coming down to KVNF.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us here. It's great.
You're based out of Kansas.
Currently, yes.
Currently. Are you both from Kansas?
No. I grew up in South Dakota originally, and I moved to Kansas to go to college, so that it would have been 98 when I moved to Kansas.
And I grew up in Kansas. We come from Kansas now. We're currently farming with my folks in north central Kansas. So we've been doing that for 6 or 7 years now.
Wow. What are you farming?
We mostly grow corn and soybeans and alfalfa. That's our main crops. We have about 2,500 acres that supports our two households. So
wow.
That's what we do right now. So right now we're doing full-time farming and full-time music. So we have two full-time jobs now, but we're currently transitioning out of farming and going to do music full-time on the road. That's
awesome.
That's our ultimate plan. So
awesome. Well, how did you end up in the North Fork Valley?
Well, as we transitioned to full-time music, what we kept coming back to was that we wanted to travel and we wanted to see the world, and we have two little girls and we wanted to show them the world as well. And so we just started by saying, where do you want to go, babe? What do you want to see? And so this is our first tour outside of our region. And we decided to go see Grandma Shelley in the Black Hills first. And so we went up and played a few shows in Nebraska, spent a week in the Black Hills, hit Wyoming. And so now we're in Colorado, kind of all over for a week. We just started by, what do you want to see? Where do you want to go? And we have some friends out here on the West Slope, and it is gorgeous. Most definitely worth the drive, for sure.
Yeah. Do your girls sing with you ever or perform with you?
Not with us yet.
They definitely perform, though.
They definitely perform. They put together shows. They say, yeah. Mom and Dad, come see our show. And they have amazing voices. It's just really lovely to hear them sing. And they've picked around on a few instruments, mm-hmm. but they haven't learned one yet, per se. I think they will soon. At 7 and 9, we're still very aware of what other people think. And so they have a little bit of stage fright yet, but I don't think it'll be very long. And they'll be up here with us doing a little bit of something,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do they charge you for their shows?
They do.
That's
actually hysterical,
yes.
that you asked. Yes, in fact. And then they have a tip jar also, because we're big on tipping, you know, artists and small business. And so they've learned that. And so when they put their shows on, they're like, this is what it costs. And then here's a tip jar, if you so please.
Yeah.
And so
they're very much aware of the business end of the music.
They help us.
Our youngest is the best roadie. She just loves to help me put up and take down the equipment and they love to sell the merch and get the tips and
mm-hmm.
all the
And come up with the ideas. Mom, make this poster. Or if we set it up like this, what about hats? And so they have all of the ideas for that kind of thing. So it's good to have them along. They really get a very cool life experience.
Yeah.
So far. Yeah.
Yeah, they sound great. Amanda Jo, you have a djembe, mm-hmm. which is rad.
Thank you.
It has like this elephant engraved on the
bottom.
Yeah. Very cool. And Alex just has a guitar.
Yeah, just a plain old guitar.
Just a plain old guitar. Yeah. It's a wonderful guitar.
Yeah.
We got it from a really good friend, and we call it a boomer. It's very loud.
Yeah.
Cool. What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to start with one that I wrote. This one's called There She Goes.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to ease my pain, and I can leave right now, and there's a chance I could track her down and get her back, and we could start this again. But heaven knows I'd be right back here. That's how this story goes. For 6 long years, we gave it our best. Through the ups and downs and all the rest. And this ain't the first time I've been standing here. It's damn sure the last time these eyes well up with tears. And I can leave right now. And there's a chance I could track her down and get her back. We could start this again, but heaven knows I'd be right back here. That's how this story goes. Times in your life when you need someone to hold. And there are times in your life when you gotta let them go. And there she goes, Lord. On that eastbound train, and the way I'm feeling, I can't explain. And this ain't the first time, but it ain't the same. She's gone for good now, but I'm afraid that I'm to blame. And I can leave right now. There's a chance I could track her down and get her back. We could start this again, but heaven knows I'd be right back here. That's how this story goes.
That was a song called There She Goes by bluegrass duo Deliberate Kin. Ah, I love your harmonies.
Thank you.
And your voices blend beautifully.
Thank you.
And Amanda Jo, your kind of breathy vocals behind this acoustic version of this song is beautiful.
Because you heard it on the album.
Yeah.
You've seen on the album.
Yes.
So when we recorded the album, it was with some friends of ours, Mike and Katie West, and they have a duo called Truck Stop Honeymoon. And she plays upright bass and he plays banjo on the album. And then the rest of the instrumentation, mandolin and guitar, is Alex. And then I do the percussion and then both of us do the vocals. So it's a little bit different sound on our album than when you come to a live show. So it's kind of an interesting mix. You get both. Mm-hmm. When you come to a live show, you see us in kind of a stripped down version. And then you get to take the album home and have kind of a full band experience, which is fun.
Yeah. The acoustic version for me was very intimate.
Thank you.
That's what we try to bring to our show, too. Our favorite things are when somebody, I mean, like this scenario, when the people are there to listen. Because we're not a bar band, you know. We love the listening rooms that we get to play,
or house concerts.
Because a lot of our songs are storytelling, and they're very lyrically driven. And so if people aren't listening to the lyrics, the connection is lost. And so we love to be able to play in a scenario when we can connect through the lyrics with people, and maybe they can, you know, associate what we're singing about with something in their life, or, you know, maybe the experience is the same for them, and it just takes them to a new place that they that they maybe they haven't been for a while. And mm-hmm. so that's our favorite connection is when people can listen to the words, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not be drowned out by.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah. Alex, you said you wrote this song.
Mm-hmm.
It's titled There She Goes.
That's correct.
I'm assuming this is not about Amanda Jo.
Correct. It is not, but it was. I wrote it while I was happily married to her.
Uh-huh. And about the same time, I also wrote, within a few months, I also wrote kind of a leaving song.
Yeah.
So we have some people praying for us in church when we sing them back to back, but we're all right. We're doing good. We've been married 10 and a half years and together 13, I guess.
And a lot of our songs might grow out of experience that we're having currently. But also sometimes things are just made up. You know, maybe you see somebody else's situation and just make up a story around that situation and put it into a song. Or it could be a past experience. You know, maybe 15 years ago I experienced something and just now something is coming out of me that describes that and just brings it to the surface again. And so I did write that song, Happily Married, but it's obviously not one about being happily married. So I don't have a magic formula to create a song. It just sometimes it works one way and sometimes it's another way. So,
yeah. How did you two meet?
We have a song about that. So we met at a bar in Aggieville in Manhattan, Kansas, Annie Mae's. It's a very cool bar to go be with friends and with people. It's an old speakeasy, isn't it? From back in the day, but it's a basement bar and it's all this wood. It's gorgeous. And you come down and the place where they play music is about 3 feet from the staircase that comes downstairs. So it's a terrible place to see music because you have to be so close or you can't see anything at all. But it's a great place to be, to listen to music, to play music because it's just a cool place.
Yeah. So I used to play there a lot with the old string band that I was in college. And we were playing in that bar one night, and I was playing. I had my eyes closed, and we were getting down. And when I opened my eyes, Amanda had walked in. In the time that I had my eyes closed, she'd walked in, and she walked right up and was literally like 2 feet from me when I opened my eyes. She was right in front of me, and she's quite striking to look at. And so when I opened my eyes, I immediately was lost my train of thought and forgot what I was supposed to be doing, and regained my composure, and then as luck would have it, she was there with friends of friends, and so after the gig was over and the night was done, she ended up coming to my neighbor's house, and we were all hanging out together, and here we are 13 years later doing music together, so it was fun. We got to play in Annie Mae's just in May. We played a gig, our first gig as Deliberate Kin, in the place that we originally met, so it was kind of a fun little homecoming for us, so yeah.
That's sweet. When did you two start working together musically?
When we moved out to the farm, which was in 2013, we kind of left everything. It was about 2 to 2.5 hours away from where we were currently living in Manhattan. And so we had our group of people that we did music with there. And when we went to the farm, we left all that. And it's extremely rural with, you know, not a very big population. And so we did run into a couple people that played.
So naturally, and, we put a band
just
together.
Kind of hung out with them and started playing as a four-piece, and then we added a couple more. Mm-hmm. And we actually started a string band called Sons of the Republic, and we made an album with that band. And shortly thereafter, another husband and wife duo that was in there, they ended up going to Virginia. She took a job there, and we just had different interests, and it wasn't coming together to take the band on the road, which is what we wanted to do. And so we kind of split that band, and we just decided, hey, we can just do this as a duo. And so we started doing Deliberate Kin, which is family on purpose, Deliberate Kin. So we started doing the duo thing just with us, and found it to be very rewarding and very easy to take and go places. It was just us as a family. We could take our kids with us, and it's way easier to get two people on the board with something than it is 6 or 7 or 8, depending on what night it was. And so that's how we started performing together.
And that was in March of last year. So it's just been about a year that we've been a duo.
Yeah. But it spawned out of the bigger band that we started up together. So,
Who did you grow up listening to? What are your musical inspirations?
I grew up listening to 90s female country. Like, this is what it was, top 40, you know, in the combine area. Exactly. We listened to what's on the radio that we could get. Of course, this was 30 some years ago. And so we didn't have things like Spotify and all the streaming and all that. So we listened to the radio, and I listened to the Shania Twains and the Garth Brooks. And there's a handful of others now that I can't think of, but it was very 90s female country was what I grew up listening to.
Yeah, I run a wide gamut of music. So when I started picking my own music, which would have been in high school, it would have been hair bands. So, you know, the Guns N' Roses and Motley Crue and back to AC/DC and then classic rock stuff too. But it was kind of that rock and roll vein. And then also rap, you know, like 90s rap, which was got huge at that time. And so Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and Tupac and all that stuff. So that was kind of high school. And then when I got to college, I got opened up to the jam band scene. So Phish was huge for me and Dave Matthews Band. Then from there, I just went that direction. And so I got into the jam scene with all the jam bands. And then the jam grass thing that started coming out of here in Colorado. So Leftover Salmon, String Cheese Incident, Yonder Mountain String Band, Railroad Earth, that whole scene is what I've really gravitated towards. And then traditional bluegrass stuff too, I started listening to. So I kind of have had a wide range of influence over the years, but that's my go-to now is the more acoustic jam grass stuff and bluegrass. So
awesome. Well, what else do you have for us?
Do hard things.
Sure. Yeah. We wrote this song just this winter, and so in 2018 we had some tough times in our lives. We're farmers, and the farming community as a whole has had a rough go with lots of different influences happening in there. So we have to deal with that, and then we have kids, which sometimes can be difficult, and we had some difficult things with our kids happen. And then, you know, we're married, and so there's that. And so what we found ourselves saying, though, to each other and to our kids a lot was, it's okay, we can do hard things. Mm-hmm. You know, something would come up, we'd say, it's okay, we'll just get through this just like we did the last, and we can do hard things. And so we just decided we should have a song. It deserves a song. And so we wrote this one, and it's called Hard Things.
And this is one you haven't recorded yet.
We haven't recorded this one. But we're pretty excited to put it here because so very many people ask for it at our shows. They say, which CD is that one on? Well, it's not yet. So we're pretty excited to put it here so that it can be archived and shared. So, Hard Things.
Farmers fight the land to make a living. We part the dust to plant our seeds. But we're at the mercy of the powers that be. Now nobody wants to buy our beans. Believe me, baby, we can do hard things. We don't care what anybody else thinks. Taking a swing at whatever life brings. You and me, baby, we can do hard things. Raising kids is like a circus. Sometimes it feels like herding cats. But when the sun sets on a long, hard day, we always know we're never gonna give them back. Believe me, baby, we can do hard things. We don't care what anybody else thinks. Taking a swing at whatever life brings. You and me, baby, we can do hard things. Sometimes it's hard to understand you. The way we think is like day and night. But that's okay, I'll meet you in the middle. Our world don't have to be black and white. Believe me, baby, we can do hard things. We don't care what anybody else thinks. Taking a swing at whatever life brings. You and me, baby, we can do hard things. And somewhere down the road, when our bodies have grown old, we'll look back on the places that we've been. With nowhere but up to go, we'll buckle up and roll. till we get the chance to meet again. But we sure got our hands full until then. Believe me, baby, we can do hard things. We don't care what anybody else thinks. Taking a swing at whatever life brings. You and me, baby, we can do hard things. Yeah, you and me, baby, we can do hard things. Believe me, baby, we can do hard things.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
We'll go with that.
Because it's so relatable.
We found this, you know, so many people come out to events, whether it's live music or concerts or shows or anything that they come out and do publicly, they're really tired. They're really worn out, you know, and they're really discouraged. And it's not everybody, but as a generalization, you know, that's how people come to us at shows. And so we found very quickly that our greatest service to them was to bring them joy and to bring them encouragement and positivity. And we've had people message us weeks later and say, I'm still thinking about that Sunday night show. It was just what I needed. You got me through my week. And so more so than going out and let's be famous and let's do all this, it's like, let's serve our people, you know, like let's show them that there are hard things, but it's okay. We all have them and we can do them because we're amazing people. Humans are awesome. You know, we have more capabilities than we ever give ourselves credit for. And so we show up at our gigs ready to infuse people with this joy and this enthusiasm for life and for themselves and for their ability to really just, you know, have a great life. And so that's kind of our goal when we go places. We want people to smile. We want them to come up and say, man, I needed that, you know, and that's what we do. It's not just like, you know, let's show up and play and get paid. It's like, who can we affect that night and who can leave there feeling better about themselves because we were there. So
yeah, it's empowering. And I think it's important to give people permission to feel how they feel.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely true. And it's important that people have a way to maybe connect with how they feel, because sometimes people don't know. And I mean, not that we're like special in some way that we know how to do that, but just by telling our stories, like it gives people a way to go, oh, you know what? That's me, or that's how I feel, or that's how, like, thanks for giving me that, like, different perspective on my situation. Mm-hmm. That's the most important part for me.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in the Bamboo Room at KVNF with Alex and Amanda Jo, who make up the bluegrass duo Deliberate Kin. Amanda Jo, did you grow up singing? Do you have classic vocal training?
I grew up singing. I was about my daughter's age, actually. I was about 8. And I would sing a little bit in church, karaoke tracks to the cassette tapes on the karaoke machines. And started doing some talent competitions. I competed in pageants a little bit when I was young. And that was a huge part of the confidence in performing, where that came from. But I got a degree in theater at Emporia State in Kansas. And so I had a little bit of vocal training as far as classical music goes. But as far as what we do, I don't know that there's training. It's just a matter of, like, just kind of a raw, like, what does this song feel like? Because my vocals are very different in every song. You know, I can do the soft harmony, but then I have a lot of power vocals that I do too. So I think the best training you can get is just to go out and start. It doesn't have to sound good the first time. It doesn't have to sound at all. You can do it by yourself, you know, in your closet. But just start. And then what I sound like now is not what I sounded like 10 years ago, 5 years ago. It evolves with what you learn and what feels good and what becomes kind of your skill and your talent. So anybody who wants to do something like this, you just have to start. And it kind of turns into what it needs to be.
When did you feel like you found your voice?
That's a great question. I'm not sure I have. This with Deliberate Kin is the closest that I've been. But I really love one of the songs we cover is Chris Stapleton's Hadn't Been for Love, his version of it. And it's really bluesy and kind of gritty and roots. And I think that's my wheelhouse. Like, that's what I really enjoy, where I feel like I can cut loose a little bit more. So I don't know that I have. I just told Alex not too long ago, gosh, I wonder what I'll, you know, end up being like vocally as we do this, you know, full time, because I don't know that I've touched everything that I can. But I think that's probably, you know, anybody who plays like Alex, he's been working on some of the finger picking and flat picking, and you know, we're always evolving and we're trying to be better and at our best and incorporate new things. And I think that's the beauty of the art that we do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just read, it came out in Rolling Stone, and one of my friends photographed Santana at, I think it was Bottle Rock in Napa. Wow. And there was a caption of something that Santana said to my friend. And, you know, this is Santana, like, right. Can do no wrong, yeah. And is going on stage. There's a picture of him, like, praying. And he took this moment and said, you know, keep me on key, keep me on time. I can handle the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, even at that stage of the game, he's still, you know, trying to better. Yeah. And yeah. I think that's, I guess if you get to a point where you think you can't get any better, then you can't. You
know? That's exactly right.
Like, if you think you can be better, then you can. It's just a mindset. And for us, it's no different. I mean, we feel like we're super young in our musical exploration. And for sure, me, all the time, I'm trying to draw influence from other people and learn things. And you know, the internet is so wonderful because we have access to so much stuff.
So many talented and, people.
You know, you can be anywhere in the world and sit down and learn something new just at the drop of a hat. And so we're constantly, like, just searching for that. And then the aha moments that happen. I mean, for me on guitar, for example, you know, something new will occur to me, or I'll see somebody do something, and it all of a sudden it just opens up a door. And I'm like, whoa, right? Where was all this for the last 20 years, you know? And then, but it just makes it so exciting because it's a new adventure all the time. I mean, every time you learn something new, it just changes who you are as a player. Just always continuously growing and expanding and learning. And
yeah. And Alex, how long have you been playing guitar?
I started playing guitar when I was 18. This is going to tell my age. So I turned 40 a month, not even a month ago. So I've been playing guitar for about 22 years. I've never taken any lessons, per se, you know, nothing formal. Just been around a lot of different people playing and picked up things from them. And like I said, that, you know, just getting on the line and figuring out, you know, just printing out the chords to a song and just playing along with the songs that I like to listen to. Just self-taught everything. And then was taught by all my peers that I've been around. So, yeah, about 22 years, I guess, now.
Well, I think you have another song for us.
I do.
What else you got?
We're going to do the title track to our album that we made last fall. This one's called Things Happen, and we're going to get Amanda to play her djembe a little bit on this one. It's a little more rootsy sound. This is actually one that I wrote long time ago, long before Amanda and I ever knew each other, that this Deliberate Kin thing was going. And we just kind of dug it up and arranged it for what we do now. So this one's called Things Happen. Thank you.
That was a song called Things Happen by Deliberate Kin, which is the title track off your most recent album, also titled Things Happen. That djembe is a game changer.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Rootsy for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a show coming up Thursday, July 11th at Tada, your art space in Delta.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I should mention that at the Tada show, you can also enter to win a brand new Toyota Tacoma that KBNF is raffling off this summer. You can get a ticket for $20 or three for $50, and our CAB members will be there to help you buy raffle tickets. What else do you have going on?
That's a great question. So that's Thursday, and on Friday, we are at Paradox Brewing Company in Divide. On Saturday, we are at a place called the Song Bear. I think it used to be Songbird Park, perhaps. It's in Beulah Valley, and it's a dinner theater type of place. And then on Sunday, we are finishing up in Colorado. We'll be up in Berthoud at City Star Brewing for a matinee show. And then we head back to Kansas for a couple weeks to watch the farm while my folks go on vacation. And then we're back out for 8 weeks after that. So yeah.
We go the opposite direction. The second half of the summer, we're going north and east from where we live. So we're doing South Dakota, Minnesota, northern Wisconsin.
Michigan.
The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and then kind of back down. And we end up coming back to Colorado in September. We'll be back. I think it's all on the Front Range.
It is.
In that run. And that schedule will be coming out here in the next week or so.
Yeah, we release
that. We'll get that all live on our social medias and our website. The website is just deliberatekin.com. So yeah, anybody can follow along with our travels. Amanda does a great blog on our website, and we have an online store, and then we have Instagram and Facebook. It's a great way to keep up with us. If nothing else, just enjoy our adventures from the road, because
Absolutely.
There's things that we can't make up that happen, and we try to document them and let people in on the fun that we have. So.
Well, Amanda, Joe, and Alex of Deliberate Kin, thank you for coming down to KVNF. That
Absolutely.
Was a lot of fun.
Our great
thank
pleasure.
You so much
thank
for having
you.
Us. This is great.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to KVNF, your mountain-grown community radio.